y'all read. Amen. Song's great tonight. This is the second night within the revival, but I just have to repeat again. Revival started Sunday, but I'm going to go back to Saturday. We had a work day here. That's a work day that I'll tell you what. I got to share it. It's the best work day that I've ever been a part of in a church. I mean, everybody's done whatever and carried on and fellowshipped, and it was just great getting ready for Sunday. And, you know, I realized people had to work and sickness and stuff, but you just hear it was a blessing.
Amen. Amen.
We had a blessing Sunday, blessing last night. We're looking for a blessing tonight.
Amen.
Turning the word into 2 Timothy chapter 2, some very familiar scripture we're going to read. And I pondered around for two or three days, different things read and stuff, and I told Colette sat there and I said, Lord, help me. I said, I pondered, and I said, I don't know which way we're going to go. You know, the road, I know one thing, the Lord's going to do the right way.
Yeah.
Amen. And so this afternoon, it hit, so we're going to go with it. We're going to obey the Spirit.
And bless
what God
Lord.
Give us. Yeah. And you all, bless if it's Lord. Just meant for me, but I bless hope
you
all take it and apply it and use it. Starting in chapter 2, 2 Timothy, verse 1. Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for mastery, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruits. Thank you. You may be seated. Tonight in this, we see here where Paul's writing Timothy. He's telling Paul, Paul's telling Timothy, you know, talking about a veteran soldier. You know, church, we're all supposed to be soldiers. When we're saved by grace, we're in the army of the Lord. We're on the battlefield, Brother Randy, every day.
Amen.
But as long as we know who guides us and who can give us what we need on that battlefield, we're straight and there. We can do what's right.
Come on, brother.
You know, right there in verse 1,
it
says, strong in grace that is in Christ Jesus. Yes.
Amen.
You got grace when you save, church.
Amen.
You save by grace.
Amen.
That puts you a soldier in God's army.
Yeah.
You're on the battlefield.
Yeah.
Believe me, that battlefield's hard each and every day.
Yeah.
And it'll get harder till the end of time.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
But thank God.
Amen.
We can take this word, and if we obey the Spirit and do what He says, we can fight that battle.
Amen.
We can fight that battle. We can win that battle. You know, in verse 2 it says there, among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men.
Yeah.
You know, that commitment. The commitment, church, that's strong to me.
Yeah, it is. Come on, brother.
You know, let me tell you about commitment.
Yeah.
Fellow brother shared this Saturday. Faith, commitment, dedication. But commitment, that second commitment, Brother Drew, that's a hard word, though. If we're committed, we're to serve and do and obey.
Amen.
That means to put fleshly things out of the way.
Yeah.
That means to commit to godly things. That means to do what the Word says.
Amen.
To follow what your Spirit led.
Yep.
I don't mean this earthly things and fleshly things.
Yeah.
I don't mean men's version of stuff or wording, whether it's book, computer, whatever.
Amen.
You know, turn that stuff off.
Bless it, Lord.
I'm biggest guilty. Use the computer every day.
Bless him, Lord.
But let me tell you,
there's
an off button on that computer.
Amen.
Just like there's an off button on that TV.
Come on.
And there's an off button on the radio. If you're listening to something wrongfully on that radio and you're committed to the Lord, you're wrong. You turn that radio off.
Amen.
If you're a soldier in God's army, you're not going to be listening to that stuff.
Amen.
Now, when you're a soldier on the battlefield, you maybe have to hear something. Well, what are you to do? You're to be a witness.
Mm-hmm.
You're to be a witness for Him. You're to use what He gives you. You're to use the Word, Brother Jason, that you read and apply it. You know, you get a prescription for medicine to take for something sick. Are you going to put it on the shelf or are you going to take it? You know, it can stay on the shelf and you're not taking it. You're not getting no better. But if you take God's prescription and the Word, use it, and that soldier, you're going to win the battle.
Amen.
I like that, church. I tell you what.
Amen.
I like it. I like to be able to read and apply it. I like to be able to use it. You know, when somebody gets saved, you'll hear me say, and I may have said it here, that's one more army. One more soldier in God's army, Brother Jerry. You know, and that battle's not going to be easy. But as long as He follows the direction, follows His guide. You know, they've got sergeants, corporals, and I was in the military. I've got some relatives that was and stuff. But let me tell you, those sergeant corporals has a higher power than theirs. And that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He gives them the ability to do what they do on earth. Going down in verse 3, a good soldier, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Soldier qualities. Where do we get our qualities? Right here. You can't get no man-made translation, old guide, or self-guidebook, but this right here to go by, Brother Andrew. This is the best guidebook right here. This is the best guidebook you can give. Use it and apply it to that soldiership. To that soldier out on the battlefield each and every day. When we go to bed tonight, we're thankful for what we've got. We're thankful for our health and for what the Lord give us today. We may have some battles. We may have, Brother Jay said he's victorious. He, you know, something happened. That's great. That's good news. When we wake up in the morning, it's good news because we wake up a breather. We wake up a soldier on the battlefield.
Come on.
And when we thank Him for waking up, that's thankfulness. Because He's going to guide us. He's going to say, Lord, guide me. Put in my mouth what You want me to say and do and be as Your soldier. Not what I want to or self wants to. You know, and commitment. You know, when you're committed to, you know, let's go down and read verse 4 there.
Blessing, Lord.
No man that worth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please Him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. That right there, church, is that separation from the worldly stuff, Brother Jerry. I see that as separation from the flesh and the worldly stuff. You know, when you're committed, if we're a soldier, you know, if you're committed to the Lord, you're committed to your church. You're committed. You're serving Him, Brother Andy. You're not serving flesh.
Right. No.
Bless
you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord. You know what? If this was meant anything, this message, you'll use it however God wants you to use it.
Bless
you, out on the field.
Amen.
You just take it and apply it.
Right.
It may have just meant for me.
Amen.
But you know, I thank God that I can take a message and take the Spirit and use it to apply it, Brother
Amen.
If it steps on my toes, whoo, I'm going to take them bruised toes and go on. Carry on.
Yeah.
You know. Verse 5 says, and if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except the strife lawfully. If a man of strife.
Bless him, Lord.
You know, spiritual, and we're talking about spiritual and soldier. You know, that's just like a spiritual. You know, we think of Livingston Academy, baseball, football, basketball. You know, they got the spirit, the Hawkeye spirit. And I'm proud of our teams. I'm proud of Livingston Academy. Graduated in 82 from Livingston Academy. Ooh, boy, I told that age. That's long. That's all right. I'm proud. But what about the Spirit of God? What about God's Spirit? You know, we cheer for our UK football games and our Titans and stuff. You won't catch me getting on that, you know, too much because you're going to step on toes. But if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But how many of us, Brother Jerry, can cheer for Jesus?
Amen.
Raise our hands. We've got a good spirit here in this church. Randy's got a good spirit in his church. We had a good spirit at Old Union when we had revival. And I praise God for that spirit. And for obeying and doing it. The church had been in a lot of doors. And it was cold as ice boxes, as the saying is. But, you know, just a little bit of that. I hope that a little bit of my spirit, what the Lord, amen, you know, may have rubbed off, or may have lightened somebody and lit their fire, as I say to these brother Randy, you know. I want the spirit to come alive.
Amen.
Because the God I serve is alive. He's not dead.
Amen. Amen.
You know, he's alive.
Amen.
Yeah. He's alive.
Yep.
He's alive.
Yep.
Randy.
Woo!
Come on. Glory to God. Well, glory, get it out now. Woo! You know, that soldier, I tell you what, I'm proud to say that I'm a soldier.
Yep.
Of the Lord. I'm proud he saved me in that day. You know, Randy, I'm proud he called me back. I mean, I want to serve him. I want to be a soldier in the Lord. You know, I don't think about the negative things, brother Randy. You know, I've got health issues. You know, those things, they pull you down, church. And we've all got sickness and stuff. But we know who the great physician is. We know who gave us strength to get through the good stuff. I've seen Sister Kathy stand up here, couldn't talk when she said, if you get up here and bellow out a song, knowing good and well that God gave her the strength to bellow it out. And I mean, there's nothing that was, because she's a soldier for Jesus. She stood her ground. She's a soldier in the army for Jesus.
Amen.
Woo! Glory. You know, and this didn't come to me till earlier. I probably was coming up the road or right after I got in church. I don't know. But anyway, I thought about a way to close this out. And I want to obey what the Lord. When we're a soldier for the Lord, in the Lord's army, and do His will and obey what He tells us to do, church, we're victorious, ain't we?
Amen.
We've won the battle.
Yeah.
You know. That battle's hard sometimes.
Amen.
Yeah.
But we've won the battle when we obey what He wants us to do.
Yes, sir.
I've heard many say, well, that's all I've got. And that's it. I'm finished.
Whew.
But you know, and turn over to chapter 4, 2 Timothy. Very familiar.
Bless Him more.
And this is part of victorious. Being victorious.
Bless Him more.
Thank you, Lord.
Chapter 4, verse 6, 7, and 8. We're going to read them.
Bless
you, Lord. And I was telling Colette, probably I said this, I may have read this at home, so coming up the road. But I read this, we were talking about this. And when we've lost a loved one that we know was in the armies, soldier in the armies, and had fought a good fight and won the race. We a lot of times will send this highlighted with the Bible for the family to take home. You know, I've heard people say, you know, you preach your funeral while you're alive. And you do, church. You do. You know, that's your soldier. That's you're standing up. I want to read this. I don't know anybody's heart here tonight.
Bless him.
But tonight, if you're a soldier, in the army for the Lord. If you need a little bit of boost, you know, a little bit of that drill to let the Lord drill you and harsh you a little bit, take it. Take up that battle and fight it.
Amen.
If you're lost, you can be saved before you leave tonight.
Amen.
I can't save you. None of these preachers can save you. But the Lord can.
Yeah.
Amen. Save by grace before you walk out that door.
Amen.
That's one thing about it. You can be a soldier in God's army. Because if you leave going home tonight and get killed, you know where you're going to be, Brother James. If you're lost and you walk out that door, you're going to be in hell. No short point to put it, Brother James. You're going to spend eternity in hell.
Amen.
You've got a hell to shun and a heaven to get.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's read verses 6 through 8.
Bless Him, Lord.
It says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand.
It's
Paul's last testimony, Paul's witness. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Amen.
Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them that love His appearing.
Amen.
That's all of them soldiers, church. That's all the soldiers for Him. That loves Him is saved. That's what the Lord gave me. But I'm going to do something. And I asked Kathy. I couldn't think of the name. And thank God for Kathy's ability. And she's got it. When Kathy comes sing a song, you got to... Something you need to be saved. If you're something's tugging at your heart, whatever you need to work out between you and the Lord, that's your own. You work that out. That's between you and Him. We can't do it pray. None of us can. But there'll be somebody pray with you. I know that.
Amen.
Kathy's gonna sing this song. You can come and pray. And then when she gets through praying, I'll turn it over to Brother Jerry.